Hallelujah. Every morning I declare, today, and I say the date, that the Lord, it is time to awaken my family and household of faith under the precious blood of the Lamb in the resurrection power of the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. And I believe I receive the anointings that I need for such a time as like this under the precious blood of the Lamb in the resurrection power of the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. Therefore, Rose M. Cado speaking, being moved by the Holy Spirit. And as I wake up, each one of my children, we declare together, this is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in Him. Today is the day of salvation. Today is the day of good fortune. I beseech you, Lord, send now prosperity. For my Lord Jesus, you are my Savior, my Lord, my King, and my faithful High Priest, my Redeemer. You are my Good Shepherd, my Intercessor, my Friend, my Blood Brother. Thus I shall live and not die, to declare the glory of the Lord in the land of the living. Oh, praise the Lord, for He is good. His grace is abounding in His mercy, His chesed love, His tender loving care, His tender loving kindness is watching over me throughout this day and forevermore, being willing and ready, ready and willing to act on my behalf at any given time throughout this day and forevermore. Thus, under the precious blood of the Lamb, of the cross of Christ, in the resurrection power of the Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord of hosts, I arise, go forth and shine in splendor. I, God's beloved daughter, God's beloved son, for in Christ my light has come. And the glory of the Lord be upon me to worship, to serve, to be willing, be ready. And whatever the Lord my God tells me, I do it. The Lord be in me, His holy temple, silenced before Him, all the earth. Abba, my Father, I thank you for my Lord Jesus Christ. My Lord Jesus Christ, Jesus, I thank you for the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, my comforter, my advocate, my helper, my defender, my counselor, my confidant, my everything I need you to be for me today. My very present help in time of need. I thank you for my life. And Lord my God, I thank you for the blood. I plead the blood of my Lord Jesus Christ. As I behold the strength of the right hand of God, are not all angels, ministering spirits, servants sent out in the service of love for the assistance of the Lord of hosts and us? And I, who am to inherit salvation, they hearken to the voice of the word to do His good pleasure. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, and because I belong to you, Father, mine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, both now and forever. Engere suto koroyash. I pray in the spirit for a little while over them. Engere suto koroyash salamatanash. Noro suto koroyash salamatanash. Salamatanash salamatanash. Matarash salamatanash. Noro suto koroyash salamatanash. Medeshi turomatanash. Salamatanash. And we conclude saying, in the name of Jesus, I believe, I receive, and I know and understand fully and clearly. Even in the same manner that I have been fully and clearly known and understood by God. And for the beauty of your love, Father Lord, I thank thee. Amen. Hallelujah. And we continue to profess the word of God together. So we gather together and start confessing and professing the word of God. Hallelujah. Now, that as it is in heaven, so be it. On the earth. Now, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth I receive peace, goodwill toward me, on whom his favor resteth. For I received from the Lord what was also passed unto me. My Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, when he took the bread, and after he gave thanks, he broke the bread and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take this, all of you, and eat it. This is my body, which will be given up for you. Do this in memory of me." In the same way, my Lord Jesus, Yeshua, after supper, you took the cup, and again you gave thanks, and gave the cup to your disciples and said, "Take this, all of you, and drink it. This is the cup of my blood, the blood of the new and everlasting covenant, which will be shed for you and for all, so that sins be forgiven. Do this in memory of me." I thank you, my Lord Jesus Yeshua, the Word of God, my Master, that you were pierced for my offenses, sicknesses, diseases, illnesses, weaknesses, pains, griefs, and sorrows. You were crushed for my sins. Upon you was the chastisement that makes me whole. By your stripes I am healed. You committed no sin, and no deceit was found in your mouth. When they heaped abuse on you, you did not retaliate. When you suffered, you made no threats, but entrusted yourself to him who judges justly. You yourself bore my sins in your body on the tree, so that I might die to sin and live to righteousness. By your stripes I was healed. By your stripes, by your precious blood I am made whole. Lord God Almighty, by yourself, you have sworn in the blood of your Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, that blessing you will bless me, and multiplying you will multiply me, protect, preserve, and provide for me, that my enemies will be defeated, and in him, in Christ, that covenant to me holds, stands to the thousand generations. And I know that you swore to Father Abraham thus to me, with his seed, that if you are an unfaithful covenant partner, then you will self-destruct. Thus, as a king and priest to serve our God, and to reign on the earth, I confess, profess, receive, I take, I lay hold of, I activate the covenant of blessing, mercy, grace, and favor. Multiplication, protection, excuse me, preservation, protection, preservation, provisions, healing, and restoration, and all the promises of the Lord my God has given me. last of the darkness. And the last is the and the rest of the world. Rosa, so my Rosa, the Borayas, and the rest of the Borayas, and Rosa, the Borayas. It is my obligation to respect life and others' possessions. And it is to my benefit not to murder, steal, covet, lust after. Christ has redeemed me not from the obligations of the law, nor from the benefits of the law, but from the curse of the law, eternal punishment, disease, including coronavirus, and poverty are under the curse of the law. For the wages of sin is death. Christ, having become a curse for me, for it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham have come upon me, so that I have now received the promise of the Spirit through faith. My Lord Jesus Yeshua, you are my good shepherd. You know me and I know you. I listen to your voice. You know me and I follow you. I thank you for having given me eternal life, and I will never perish. No one can snatch me out of your hand. Your Father, who has given me to you, is greater than all. No one can snatch me out of our Father's hand. You and I and the Father are one. Thus, having applied the precious blood of my Lord Jesus Christ on my lintels and doorposts, Jesus is Lord over my family, household and ministries, my lands and my gardens of Eden, my territories. In God I trust, resting in your love for us, Lord. In Christ Jesus our Lord. Sovereign Lord, my God, you are the keeper of our homes, of our lands and territories, who is standing at each one of our doorposts, forbidding the destroyer to come into any realms of our lives, any realm of our lives, of our lands and territories, to smite us in any way, shape, or form. In joy we always depart, and in peace we shall always be brought back. Under the precious blood of the Lamb, the glory of God, whose power no foe can withstand, no foe can get through. Under the glory of God, whose power no foe can withstand, no foe can get through, under which we remain. For I continuously say of the Lord, our refuge and our fortress, Lord, you are a God in whom we confidently trust and rely on. Being seated at your right hand in Christ Jesus, Yeshua. Excuse me, my Mashiach. I thank you, Father Lord, that secure under the precious blood of the Lamb, I know, I understand that I who dwell in the shelter of the Most High, am resting in the shadow of the Almighty. For I do say of the Lord, He is our refuge and our fortress. Our God in whom I trust. Surely He will save us from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence, including flu and coronavirus and its mutations, Kawasaki disease and any other disease, sickness, illness, allergies, and any type of natural or man-made disaster, and poverty and recession, inflation, racism and hatred, war, civil war, lawlessness, riots, unrest, terrorist attacks, wicked, unrighteous leaders, cunning men and women who are preparing destruction. Thank you, Lord, my God, that you have covered us with your feathers, and under your wings do we find a refuge. Your faithfulness is our shield and rampart. We do not fear the terror of the night, nor the hour that flies by day, nor the pestilence that roams in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 may fall at our side, 10,000 at our right hands, but it will not come near us. We will only observe with our eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. Because I say, Lord, you are our refuge, and I make you the Most High our dwelling. No harm will overtake us. No disaster will come near our dwelling, near our tents. For Lord, my God, you have commanded your angels concerning us to guard us in all our ways. They have lifted us up in His in their hands, so that we will not strike our feet against a stone. We will tread on the lion and the cobra. We will trample the young lion and the serpent. Because I love Him, says the Lord, He has rescued me and my family and our households, ministries, money, businesses, lands, neighborhoods, countries, troops. He is protecting us, for I acknowledge His name. I have called on Him and He has answered me. The Lord was with us in the coronavirus outbreak. The Lord is with us in any other trouble. The Lord will continue to deliver us and honor us with long life. The Lord will satisfy us and show us His salvation. The Lord will continue to deliver us and honor us with long life. The Lord will satisfy us and show us His salvation. power. Therefore, if anyone tried to touch us in any way, shape, or form, they touch Jesus Christ, our Father, so to it that no one touched, laid hands on him until it was time for him to give his life for our lives. In the shelter of his presence, the Lord hide us from all temptations, from all human intrigues. The Lord keep us safe in his dwelling from accusing tongues. If anyone thinks of attacking any one of us, discardable family, household, our households and ministries, money, harvests, possessions, our lands and territories, or come against, or persecute, or hurt, cheat, or steal from us, or speak falsely of us, or stand in our way, they attack, come against, or persecute, or hurt, cheat, or steal, or speak falsely, or stand in the way of I am Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Lord of hosts, the Lord of the angel armies, the Lord of heaven's armies, the Lord of the harvest. I ask you, Father Love, before it is too late for them, that you speak to all of them in dreams, in visions of the night, when deep sleep falls on them, as they lie in their beds, whisper in their ears and terrify them with warnings to turn them from doing wrong, keep them from pride, protect them from the grave, from crossing over the river of death. But if they don't listen to the voice of the Lord, my God, as the Lord lives, therefore, if they try to come near me and all my family, our households and ministries, money, harvests, possessions, our lands and territories, they shall draw back and fall to the ground. This is as a warning of the Lord of hosts to them. But if they don't heed the warning of the Lord and try to carry out their evil plans against us, immediately, because they do not ascribe the honor to God, who is with us, dwelling in us and walking in us, an angel of the Lord shall strike them down. Out of mercy, the Lord will incapacitate some of them till they repent before the Lord. But the others shall be eaten by worms and bees. Their lasts. But this gospel of grace will continue to spread and grow in order for the Lord to fulfill his covenant he has made me and with the church. This is in order for I, his church, with my family, our households and ministries, money, harvests, possessions, our lands, our gardens of Eden, of delight, of voluptuous living, our maids, our fields, do not get caught in the wiles of the devil because of the wickedness of people, and do not encounter the punishment, the wrath of any law enforcement, of any prison and all jail cell, and be protected, preserved, and provided for by our Father in heaven, and for us to not be subjected to or be entangled in the legislative and judicial systems or courts systems of this world, but I, his church, to be free, to continue to preach the good news of the gospel in my respective calling and enjoy life in abundance to the full till it overflows into eternity with the Lord my God, for whom the Son sets free is free indeed. I excuse me, his beloved bride, I be free indeed. Only with my eyes shall I behold and see the punishment of the wicked. As my days that be as days of heaven on the earth, spending my days in prosperity and my years in happiness as I obey and serve the Lord my God. Thus says the Lord of hosts. I continuously say of the Lord, our refuge and our fortress. Lord, you are our God, in whom we confidently trust and rely on. Metro soto poloheshe, manara soto poloheshe salvatoresh. Menoro soto poloheshe, manara soto poloheshe. Metro soro matoreshe, noro soto poloheshe salv. Manara soto poloheshe, menoro soto poloheshe salv. Noro soto poloheshe salv. Manara soto poloheshe salv. Anara soto poloheshe salvatoresh. Manoro soto poloheshe. Manara soto poloheshe salvatoresh. Nara salvatoresh. Nara soto poloheshe salvatoresh. Nara soto poloheshe salvatoresh. Anara soto poloheshe salvatoresh. Manoro soto poloheshe salvatoresh. Anara soto poloheshe. Menoro soto poloheshe salva. Anara soto poloheshe. Menoro soto poloheshe. Itara salvatoresh. Noro soto poloheshe. Menoro soto poloheshe. Menoro soto poloheshe salva. Anara soto poloheshe. Menoro soto poloheshe. Menoro soto poloheshe. Oh, I thank you, Father Lord, for being able to give more than 12 legions of angels charge over me, to guard me in all my ways, to encamp with me and deliver me, to go before me, to prepare my ways, to execute my orders, my demands, to bring me my harvest, to minister for me. I, the heir of salvation, and not only to me, but to every member of my family and household and ministries. You do that not only to for me, and you do that not only for me, but for every. Member of my family . Think about it, household and ministries. Think about it, there are about 6,000 angels per legion. That's more than 72,000 angels at my service at any given time. Behold, I believe I received this mystery hidden for us who live by believing in the Lord, who feed on the bread of life, while not in the realm of the flesh, the wrong way of thinking, but who are in the realm of the spirit. I am the church in splendor, without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, holy, set apart from the world unto the Lord. I am the church in splendor, without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, holy, set apart from the world unto the Lord Jesus Christ, separated from the world to God, living according to God's word, spirit, soul, and body, without blemish. Who have been favored to not fall asleep, but I shall, with all my loved ones, to be changed in an instant, in the blink of an eye at the last trumpet, to see and enjoy my blood brother in all his glory as a daughter of love. This is my blood covenant right in Christ Jesus, my Lord, my King, and my faithful high priest, my Redeemer, for I am a member of his body, and creation awaits with eager expectation the revelation of me. I am a member. Of his body, and creation awaits with eager expectation the revelation of me, the daughter of love. Therefore only with my eyes shall I behold and see the punishment of the wicked, as my days be as days of heaven on the earth, spending my days in prosperity and my years in happiness, as I obey and serve the Lord my God, with no possible way for me to be expelled from the earth, for I am God's. I am love's expression and representatives on the earth. And the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world, and those who dwell therein. But in Judah, just as our Father did for my Lord Jesus, for my Messiah, I also will be taken up to heaven to glory, and I will be received up. I will be received up into glory, for I was crucified with Christ. I died and was buried with him, and went to hell in him. And was raised to life again with him, the Lord my God. In Christ I have defeated death, hell, and the grave. Thus I, the church, am not appointed to wrath. My Father corrects his sons and daughters with his word, and his wrath is reserved for the unbelievers, the sons of disobedience. For the eyes of the Lord are on me, the righteous. I am the righteousness of God. For the eyes of the Lord are on me, the righteous, and his ears are inclined to my cry. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to sever their memory from the earth. I am protected, preserved, and provided for by my Father in heaven, till the catching away of us, the church, into glory without my single grave, to protect us from the coming wrath. In the name of Jesus, I am protected, preserved, and provided for by my Father in heaven, till the catching away of us, the church, into glory, without my seeing the grave, to protect us from the coming wrath, in the name of Jesus, the Lord of hosts. So I continuously say of the Lord, our refuge and our fortress. Lord, you are our God, in whom we confidently trust, and and rely on. I believe I received the Lord's promise to me, and I thank you, Father Lord, that it has come to pass by the blood of Christ, and there will be people who will point to me, and some of them will point their finger of scorn. And before they have opportunity to lay their lip behind their finger of scorn, you, the Lord of hosts, will strike it down. There are pastors and leaders of nations who are now learning that it is not the thing to do to speak forth words of scorn, words of degradation, and words of hurt and ill toward me, the Lord's beloved. I have put up with that, said God, as long as I'm going to put up with it. These are the days of my vengeance, says the Lord. Praise the Lord. Men and women are falling in the pockets of nations. Men and women are falling in the political houses of governments, trying to make decisions to keep the Lord's ministries out and bring hurt and ill on me, his beloved. And even as they pass their demonic laws, they fall in their tracks. Some of them paralyzed, some of them only momentarily, some of them dead, and some of them without their minds intact for a time to come, as Nebuchadnezzar of old. The Lord has been warning them for years. The Lord has taken the time to tell them. The Lord has sent them his children, and they've killed them. The Lord has sent them his son. The Lord has sent them his prophets, and they've stoned them. The Lord God has sent them his son, and he killed them. The day and the hour has come when the Lord is removing their candlestick from its place, and there are some churches in this land, when the Lord removes their candlestick from its place, it will never function again. For the time of the end is at hand, and he is the Lord God, and blessed am I, whose God is from its place. The day and the hour has come when the Lord is removing their candlestick from its place. And there are some churches in this land, when the Lord removes their candlestick from its place, it will never function again. For the time of the end is at hand, and he is the Lord God, and blessed am I whose God is the Lord. For it is his hour of vengeance, and he will take his pleasure in the prospering of his servants. So arise and give praise to you, my Lord. Arise and give praise to the Lord, my God. And I know in this hour that the Lord, my God, is God Almighty. Praise be unto his name forever. Hallelujah. Tell the Lord eradicates COVID-19 and its variances from the earth. It is not that I deny the existence of the COVID-19 virus and its mutations, nor do I deny the existence of cancer, HIV, AIDS, or the other diseases and sicknesses or pains, but by the blood of my Lord Jesus Christ, I deny their right. To come near and or on and or in the bodies of Stanford and I and Andrew and his wife to be, and Brian and his wife to be, and Alexander and his wife to be, and our grandchildren and great grandchildren, and our descendants to the thousand generations, and to Mama and any one of our households and ministries bodies. In the name of Jesus, the Lord of hosts. Amen. They be neutralized, therefore Jesus bore our sicknesses and carried our diseases. By his stripes we were healed, by his stripes we are healed, and by his precious blood we are made whole. I thank you, Lord, my God, for hiding each one of us, the scatterbound family, households, and ministries in the shelter of your presence from any tracing, testing, spying, or anything else that would disrupt and or interfere with our way of living, and from any COVID-19 vaccine or any harmful vaccine, and or anything else that would harm us. If we come into contact with them by the blood of Christ, our cancer neutralize their potencies in our bodies, in our lives. In the name of Jesus, the Lord of hosts. Amen. For in Christ, we are marked with God's DNA. God's blood is flowing through our veins. and hide us in your presence, Lord, from anyone and all anything that would harm us in any way, shape or form. I thank you for protecting us from any influence that he, the Satan, the devil, or his evil spirits would try to exert. Manala Sotopo, Yashisa. Nolo Sotopo, Yashisa. Nala Sotopo, Yashisa. Nolo Sotopo, Yashisa. Nala Sotopo, Yashisa. Nala Sotopo, Yashisa. Nala Sotopo, Yashisa. Nala Sotopo, Yashisa. Manara Sotopo Yashis. Soroma Yashis. Soroma. So if the FBI, police, the army, or like try to raid, or rioters and terrorists try to create tyranny and terror and chaos in our streets, our walls, and within our body, the policies of this battleground family, households, and ministries. And anyone try to come near our dwellings, near our tents, to try to vaccinate us, the angel of the Lord shall strike them all down before they get near our dwellings, near our tents, near our streets, our walls, and before they come within our palaces. In the name of Jesus, according to Psalm 91 and Isaiah 54 and Exodus 23:28, and Deuteronomy 28:1-14. And the precious blood of Christ that forms a wall of protection and preservation and provisions around us. In the name of Jesus, the Lord of hosts, in Yeshua HaKadosh, Yeshua HaKadosh, and Yeshua HaKadosh, Yeshua HaKadosh, Yeshua HaKadosh, Yeshua HaKadosh, Manara Sotopo Yashu. Manara Sotopo Yashu. Manara Sotopo Yashu. He saw my heart. Manara Sotopo. 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 Manara Sotopo Yashu. Manara Sotopo Yashu. Manara Sotopo Yashu. I serve the Lord my God, and the angel of the Lord blesses our food and drink, and the Lord of hosts has taken away sickness from my midst. No one in this Caravan family, households and ministries shall ever be sick another day in our lives, for the Lord of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made us free from the law of sin and death. Therefore, under the precious blood of the Lamb, in the resurrection power of the Holy Spirit, In the name of Jesus Christ, we continue to think and speak and act and walk and live in the unforced rhythms of grace, living freely and lightly. Lord, you are our lives and the length of our days, 120 years, or until a rapture into glory without our seeing the grave. I am fully persuaded that what the Lord my God has promised me, He is also able to do. I thank you, Father Lord, that by the blood of Christ, the Holy Ghost fire has come down, consumed and stopped the attacks of the enemy in our families, households and ministries, our lands and territories. In the name of Jesus, the Lord of hosts, the Lord walks in the way of righteousness along the paths of the sea. The Lord walks in the way of righteousness along the paths of justice, bestowing wealth on me, who love the Lord my God and make my treasuries full. So in righteousness we are established. Tyranny, be far from us. We have nothing to fear. Terror, be far removed. It cannot come near us. If anyone does attack us, it will not be of the Lord's doing. Whoever attacks us falls before us. No weapon formed against us can prosper. Anyone who speaks falsely of us, I condemn. In the name of Jesus Christ, because Lord, you are our God, I thank you, Lord my God, for having built a wall of protection, preservation, and provision around us, this scattered upon family, households and ministries. By the blessing power of Almighty God, my Mother of I thank you, Lord, my God, for having built a wall of protection, preservation, and provisions around us, the Scatterbrand family, household, and ministries. By the blessing power of Almighty God, let the devil fight, he can't get through. All grace, every favor, and earthly blessings abounding toward us. That the blessing power, by the blessing power, praise the Lord. I thank you, Lord, my God, for having built a wall of protection, preservation, and provisions around us, the Scatterbrand family, households, and ministries, by the blessing power of Almighty God, that the devil fled. Can get through all grace, every favor, and of earthly blessings abounding toward us, the Scatterbrand family, household, and ministries. After and ministries, Father Lord, I thank you. I also thank you that above all else, we, the elect, prosper and be in good health, even as our souls. Prosper in the name of Christ Jesus Yeshua. For your words do not return to you void, but they shall fulfill. Your word do not return to you void, but they shall fulfill that which you have sent them to do. E cresce tu conoscenti, ma non la sotto quello che esce, ma non la sotto quello che esce, sarà matta di esce, ma non la sotto quello che esce, e non lo sotto quello che esce, ma non la sotto quello che esce, e non lo so, ma non la sotto quello che esce, e riesce lo ire, e riesce lo ire.
Roma, Aragui, Jesus.
story. Oh, so I never saw. Take it as a matter of shame. Sono battaglia, sono battaglia, sono battaglia.